You heard the story about the young man who was bitten by a spider in Yelm and was found dead in his apartment last May as a result. It was just disclosed after the medical examiner's report that death indeed was due to a spider bite. And, you know, I figured of all the stories we've been covering, this hits closest to home. Because I don't know about your house, but my house has spiders, and they crawl all over the darn place. You know, no matter what you do. And actually, in some places, like out on the porch where they catch flies, they're great. But occasionally, you see one scurrying across the bedroom floor. And you wonder, just how aggressive should I be in squishing him? So I asked Heather Bosch to look into this, and she's done that, and she joins us now. Hello, Heather.
Hi, Dave.
What did you find out about the spider and why it happened to have, because all of us, I'm sure, from time to time have awakened with a spider bite or a bite of some kind. What was special about this?
Well, my first stop was the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. They did the autopsy, and I spoke with one of the investigators there, Ms. Ryan Thill. She tells me that their autopsy determined that the young man, the 27-year-old man, probably died from an insect bite. But she couldn't tell me exactly what insect. She said they couldn't determine that. But when you look at the types of insects that can really make you sick, we have one suspect that tends to be high on the list, and it's called a hobo spider. Again, we don't know if that's the critter that took this man's life, but we do have hobo spiders up in the Pacific Northwest. They started turning up here in the 1920s and 30s. And for some people, apparently there are some documented cases of people getting very sick. They get a bite from the spider, the skin, the flesh around it starts to die, and they become very ill with other symptoms and eventually pass away. Don't get confused with the brown recluse. People say, well, check and see if that's the spider that may have caused this. They have brown recluse, but that's in the south of the U.S. This is a different kind of spider. The hobo spider up here. As you mentioned, a lot of us see spiders this time of year, and those are often what we call wolf spiders, and those are the big sort of brown, scary, long-legged spiders that
right.
want to come into our house in the fall. Now, you've probably seen those, right?
I have indeed.
Yeah, their bites are irritating. As far as I know, they're not fatal, but you're right. You can see a lot of them this time of year as they try to get out of the cold. So we don't know exactly what insects ended this man's life. It is possible that it's a spider bite, a hobo spider. We don't know for sure, and that's a little unsettling.
Okay, have you do you know what a hobo spider looks like, or where they frequent?
Well, according to the Discovery Journal, that's a science journal I looked at this morning, I see them covering sort of Washington and Oregon into Idaho, a little bit further north and south of Idaho, but mostly in the Pacific Northwest. And apparently they got into our country from Canada. They sort of hitched a ride with trains coming down from Canada in the 20s and 30s. That's why they're called hobo spiders.
That's why they're called. And they have these little knapsacks over their backs. That make them easy to identify.
The telltales. I wish they did. Then you'd know for sure, huh?
Yeah.
No, they kind of look, they do look similar to the brown recluse, and that's why people get confused. They have sort of a longer body on
okay,
them.
Now were there any other factors involved? For example, did he avoid treatment for a while, or was he treated right away?
It's really hard to tell. What we can glean is that he had talked to his mom. He said he wasn't feeling well. He was feeling a little nauseous and that his leg hurt. And the next day, he was gone. He had died.
Yikes.
From the cases I've looked at, you know, a 1998 or 1988 case involving a Spokane woman, a 92 case involving an Idaho woman, these women felt ill for a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they had rather pronounced symptoms around the bite, you know, the dying skin, the dying
right.
flesh around it, and they felt nauseated, they had migraines, and they did, in those particular cases, according to the journal I read this morning, put off their treatment.
Yeah.
So I guess the sign is if you notice a bite getting, looking rather bad to you, or swollen or whatever, at least call your doctor and find out.
Yeah, exactly. Any indication that he had any kind of special allergy or a pre-existing condition that would have exacerbated the effects of the venom?
Well, it sounds like he was a fairly healthy 27-year young man. We do know, again, the scientific community says that people can have different reactions to venom. it's not a perfect analogy, but you know how some people, when they get stung by a bee, it's not
right.
such a big deal. Others, it's really sore for a while, but they're okay, and you get that all the way up to anaphylactic shock.
Right.
So it's possible that different people just react differently to the venom.
Heather, thank you very much.
Anytime, and I hope your house remains spider-free the rest of the week.
Boy, it will from now on, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Thanks, Heather. 710 Cairo's Heather Boss.